Welcome to day 17 of the Revelation Daily Devotional. Today we will read Revelation 5, 1 through 7. The version I'm reading from is the ESV. Chapter 5, verse 1. My Bible heading says, "The Scroll and the Lamb." Verse 1 starts with, "Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?' And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals.' And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne." Our devotion says, "The divine panorama continues in Revelation 5, shifting from the general worship of God, the Creator, to the pivotal moment that unveils the Lamb. John sees a scroll in the right hand of him who sat on the throne, written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals," Revelation 5:1. This scroll represents God's sovereign plan, his righteous judgments, and the unfolding of history towards his ultimate purposes. But a pressing question immediately arises. Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? A strong angel proclaims this challenge, and John weeps bitterly when no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth is found worthy to open the scroll or even to look into it. This moment of profound grief underscores humanity's utter inability to unravel divine mysteries or to execute God's perfect will. It highlights our inherent limitations and the desperate need for a mediator, a champion who possesses the necessary worthiness. Just as John's despair deepens, one of the elders offers a word of comfort and profound revelation. "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." The titles, Lion of the tribe of Judah and Root of David, immediately evoke power, royal lineage, and the conquering Messiah promised in the Old Testament prophecy. The expectation is set for a formidable, roaring victor. But what John sees next is a breathtaking paradox, the very heart of Christ's worthiness. "And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain." The mighty lion is revealed as a sacrificial lamb. This lamb, bearing the marks of having been slain, embodies perfect innocence, willing sacrifice, and profound humility. It is not through brute force, military might, or worldly power that this lion conquers, but through suffering, self-giving love, and death. This image of the lion lamb is central to understanding Christ's ultimate victory and worthiness. His conquest is not achieved by evil for evil, but by absorbing evil and transforming it through sacrificial love. He demonstrates his supreme value not by avoiding pain, but by embracing it on the cross. His authority and right to open the scroll are earned precisely through his vicarious atonement, his willingness to suffer and die for the sins of humanity. This is the primary means by which he demonstrates his unparalleled worthiness to execute God's plan. And what does the Lamb do? He approaches the throne and he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. This act is a profound display of his unique authority, an authority earned not through conventional conquest, but through the ultimate act of self-giving love. This passage reminds us that God's ways are often counterintuitive to human wisdom. True power in Christ's kingdom is found in sacrificial love that suffers, dies, and ultimately triumphs over all. It reorients our understanding of victory, revealing that the greatest conqueror is the one who willingly became the ultimate sacrifice. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me for seeking power or victory through worldly means. Help me to grasp that you conquered by being slain. And may this truth transform my understanding of true strength and selfless love. Amen.